getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got another hour's worth of records to play for you today. Just like we do every week here on the Zumpa Hour. Glad you could make it for another presentation of musical wonderment. Sure, that's what I'm calling it. Anyway, I got a bunch of records here. We're going to see if we can't work our way through them here. Before I run out of time, I always have more records than I have time. That's all right, because it sets me up for next week. You got a lot of interesting records that we don't get very often in the show this week. Already got our 78 of the week already picked out. Got to find a waltz yet. We're in good shape. Let's get it rolling with the Naturals. Whitey is singing on this one. I know, because they put it right on the record that Whitey is doing the singing. This is the Sweet Bippy Polka.
With freckles on her bippy, the men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy.
There you go. Three cheers for Skippy's Bippy. I'm not even sure we can say that on the radio. I don't know what it means. Bippy, of course, came to us from the Laugh-In TV show back in, like, what, 1968 or something like that. Laugh-In got started. And Bippy was one of the words they gave us on the old show. Just like Sock It To Me, I believe, came from that show, too. I don't know. I could be making that up, but that's kind of what I remember. Anyway, welcome to another edition of Tim's Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I just got a handful of records. I'm just going to play them. We do it every week. This next one's kind of interesting. We don't get a lot of Jan LeWan records on the show, and it's not because the records aren't good. I just don't have that many. And, of course, the Jan LeWan story is a long and interesting story filled with all sorts of tragedy and weirdness that was made into kind of a, if you took comedy and documentary and put it together, what do you get? Do you get a docu-omedy? Do you get a comedy documentary. I don't know. Anyway, Jack Black starred in. He played the role of Jan Lawan. Alex Meixner's actually in the movie, too. And I can't remember what it's called. King of Polkas? Is that what it's called? The Polka King? Something like that. It's a vastly amusing movie. Historical accuracy, kind of, but very interesting. And it kind of makes you either appreciate or not appreciate Jan Lawan all the more. But nonetheless, here he is. To be in love.
The days go by, the weeks, the years fly past. This hectic world keeps turning round so fast. We watch as others go by smiling and wonder when will I be ours. We seem to be alone and oh so blue. We wonder worried, don't know what to do. When sadly someone approaches, all at once we know it's true. To be in love is beautiful, so right, so true, and so exciting. To be in love is beautiful, in someone's arms warm and inviting. Hoppa! To hold each other in the night, to feel the heartbeat of a new love. To know that something is alright. To be in love is beautiful, to be in love is beautiful. Mijają dni, miesiące, mija rok. Prawdziwe życie mija nas o krok. I z tym nam dobrze jest i nie jest. I niby nic nie dzieje się. Świat nam nie wadzi, lecz przez cały czas co się gromadzi, coś dojrzewa w nas. Co było ledwie nutką żewną, pewność tego, że here we go! To be in love is beautiful, so right, so true, and so exciting. Ha, ha! To be in love is beautiful, in someone's arms warm and inviting. To hold each other in the night, to feel the heartbeat of a new love. To know that something is so right, to be in love is beautiful, to be in love is beautiful. Everybody now, yeah!
Ah, there you go. Jan Lawan there, To Be in Love, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Good sound of records. I think I have like one album and a couple of 45s from Jan Lawan that get in on the show here every now and then. But anyway, yeah, interesting movie, though, if you get a chance to see it. You probably stream it somewhere or something. I don't know. It seems like it was so long ago now that that came out. Anyway, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum right now. How's that sound for a plan, huh? Check them out. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. I heard now like 2,300 accordions on display. I don't know. It's a lot. Whatever it is, the number seems to vary. More come in, some go out, some get repaired, some get loaned. I don't know. It's a confusing story, but probably the heaviest museum that you'll ever visit. And a lot of other things to go along with it. Of course, music and history about the people, the instruments, the traditions, all the stuff. It's all in the museum there. And with nice weather here, tourist season up here, northern Minnesota and up Wisconsin, up on the North Shore by Lake Superior. Man, what a great place for a vacation. So it's kind of a pitch for the Duluth Superior area, as well as the museum. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. Kind of give you a little taste of what you can find there. And then maybe visit the tourism stuff online for Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, and up the North Shore, because there's a lot of good stuff to do. Hiking trails, waterfalls, a million state parks. It's amazing stuff. Check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at. All right. Now, on the Svet record label, S-V-E-T, Svet, with Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins, with a song written by Norman Petty, great record producer. He was the guy behind all the Buddy Holly hit songs. Had a great studio in Clovis, New Mexico, that I still hope to visit someday. I have a plan, what I call my vacation trifecta. Now, remember, I'm in northern Minnesota, so all this stuff's a long way away from me. Is I want to visit Norman Petty Studios at Clovis, New Mexico. I want to visit Lubbock, Texas, the birthplace of Buddy Holly. And I want to go to Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico, and check out the aliens. And those three things kind of make a great big triangle down in that part of the country. Someday, I plan on visiting all three. We'll see. If I ever do, I'll be sure to report back to you right here. Anyway, Norman Petty wrote this song, and Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins do it up polka style. You'll recognize the tune, I'm sure. Here's the Wheels Polka. Ah, there you go. That's a nice song, no matter who you hear doing it. Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins on Svet Records. I guarantee you that is the only record I have on the Svet Records record label. And, hey, why not? It's a good sounding record. Now, this next record, I'm pretty sure, is the only record I have on the Kogut record label. K-O-G-U-T. Kogut record label. And not only that, it's beautiful red translucent vinyl. And it's Johnny Bond and his orchestra. Not the same Johnny Bond that had the hit with, what's that song about the car race? Hot Rod Lincoln. It is not the same guy that did Hot Rod Lincoln. But anyway, this one doesn't come around very often. I try to dig around in the records once in a while, find stuff that hardly ever gets played on the show. This is the Jersey City Oberic. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it there. That is Johnny Bond and his orchestra at Kogut Records, K-O-G-U-T. Beautiful red translucent vinyl, a little darker than most red translucent records. Kogut Records of, what does that say? Man, I got to like get some superpower reading glasses. So when I want to see this stuff, wait a minute. I don't know where the other glasses went. So, oh, there they are. Sometimes you can put on two pairs of glasses. It's like going to high power. It almost gives you super vision powers like Superman. Let me see what we got here. There, that's better. Bayonne, New Jersey. B-A-Y-O-N-N-E. So anyway, Johnny Bond and the Orchestra, the Jersey City Oberic here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another show. Remember, request dedications, question comments, you know, Christmas gift suggestions, romance advice, whatever you need, you can get in touch with. You get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters here. If you have any kind of a phone, dial phone, push-button phone, cell phone, I don't know, you can leave a voice message or, you can send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can simply send an email to oompahour@AOL.com. That's oompahour. All one word, little letters, oompahour@AOL.com. Or try to track us all down on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And as long as you're there, you know, be a friend on the Facebook or whatever it is. And one neat little, I don't post much on Facebook. I really don't. But at least once a week, I get up there and I post the playlist for the coming week. So usually by Thursday or Friday on a given week, you can look and you'll know what the songs will be for the next week's show. So you can make bets with people. Go, I'll bet you that we're going to hear the Sweet Bippy Polka next week. I'll bet you $5. And you would know because you saw it on Facebook. But if you're all hearing this message, they'll know you're cheating. So don't try it. Anyway, here are the Jolly Jokers and the Pumpernickel Polka. If I was Daffy Duck, I would say that as the Pumpernickel Polka. Because he's always spitting when he talks. Daffy was my favorite Warner Brothers character. Anyway, there's the Jolly Jokers.
Pumpernickel Polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet. Pumpernickel Polka at Gibbon Ballroom tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight. Come and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet. Thank you.
There you go. Jolly Joker's there doing the Pumpernickel Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. You know how I keep track of all the songs? When I play them on the show, I type a little playlist and I post it on the Facebook. And, of course, I save them all, which means I now have, what show is this? 531, I think. I save all the Word documents, so I have 531 word processing documents in my computer that are all playlists, all the shows going all the way back to number one. And I kept typing in Pumpernickel, and I kept looking at it going, that's wrong. Instead of an N, it's an M. It says Pumpernickel. And I go back to correct it, and then I look at it again, and I'm like, it still says Pumpernickel. Something's wrong. I got to try to correct it again. And then I'm like, why isn't the little spell check birdie telling me that it's wrong? And I'm like, what is going on? Then I realized, you know, if you don't have real keen eyesight anymore, because you're old and you've had four eye surgeries, you got three different pairs of glasses, the small R and a small N next to each other on a computer screen look just like an M. When in reality, it was right all along. And here I'd corrected it about five times, was trying to figure out why it wasn't working. Oh, man, the problems we have in this complex world today. In the olden days, I'd be banging this all out on a typewriter. And if I messed it up, I'd just back up and type X's over it and type it over again. My typing was never very pretty. I was really fast, but my accuracy was about 50%. Anyway, let us march on. How about we play another record? Oh, that would be a good idea. I have the Blonde Bombshell Polka, Ray Henry and his orchestra. And I've noticed, as I'm going through records for the show today, that I realize the clarinet polka is an extremely popular song, and it's been recorded by a lot of people. And it seems to me like the clarinet polka is like the go-to song if you need a B-side. I've got so many 45s with a song on one side that's like a new and original song, and then the other side's the clarinet polka. How many versions of the clarinet polka do we need anyway? Because that's what's on the other side of the Blonde Bombshell Polka from Ray Henry's orchestra. I'm like, I'm not playing the clarinet polka again already. So here's the Blonde Bombshell Polka. Thank you. Wow, that just seems like it just flew right by. The Blonde Bombshell Polka, Ray Henry and the Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out on the show this week. Had a lot of rain here in northern Minnesota this week. And I'm not approving of that. I look out the window and it's raining again. Man, oh man. And I know they've been trying to get in a bunch of high school baseball and softball games over the last week, and it's not working out with all the rain going on out there. I'm looking out the studio window thinking, yuck, I'm glad I'm not out there. But anyway, we got Whoopi John coming up here in just a second. I got our 78 of the week picked out. I mentioned that already. And of course, we'll get a waltz in here before the show is over. Time for a little Whoopi John. That's what I think. I have Whoopi John in the orchestra with the Beer and Pretzels Polka.
I'm feeling fine, how do you feel? Let's play a tune on a glockenspiel. I can tell by just one glance that you are ready for a dance. Hey, waiter, come right over here. Before we dance, we want more beer. And while the lights are high and bright, we'll have lots of fun tonight. Oh, well. Will you stein and sing with me? Stein and sing with me this little melody. With your stein and sing with me. Let us sing that good old-fashioned harmony. Beer and pretzels. For beer and pretzels. Golly, ain't we having fun? Waiter, bring another one. For more beer and pretzels. Give us more beer and pretzels. Hot wiener schnitzel. Mine, sweet the line. Waiter, more beer and pretzels.
There you go, Whoopi John and his orchestra there. Beer and Pretzels Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record is our waltz for the week, so I need you to get ready, waltzers. I should have warned you in case you had to move some furniture out. Clear the dance floor in your living room or your kitchen or your rec room or your man cave or your garage or out in the alley in the back, wherever it is you do your dancing. Got a Bernie Roberts record here. Ready for some waltz action. Well, I was getting the record ready. I dropped it, landed on the floor. Thankfully, it's carpeted here in the studio. And it landed right next to the wheel of my chair. And I thought, well, if I even move my chair, that wheel's going to roll onto that record and bust it. So I had to reach down and get out of reach it without moving my chair, which was horribly awkward. And then it came up just coated in carpet dust. So then I had to clean it. Man, you just don't know how much hard work this disc jockeying thing is. Anyway, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Here's your waltz. It's the Honeybee Waltz.
Thank you.
There you go, Bernie Roberts there. I don't know, do you feel like a honeybee after that one, huh? Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, the Honeybee Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week, believe it or not, this happens right here. Glad you're along with. Now, as I look outside, oh, look at that. It stopped raining now. Well, that's the way it goes. Right after I complained about it, it stopped. Well, that's wonderful. It's not exactly bikini season up here in northern Minnesota yet. It's getting there, though. But I know that a lot of places where you're listening to the show, it's always bikini season. I know we got listeners down in Florida. I know we got people down in Texas. I know we got people out in California by the ocean out there. So maybe this is an appropriate song for you. Frank Yankovic and his Yanks. And this was a big hit in the pop charts for Brian Hyland. But Frank does it polka style. Here's the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini
that she wore for the first time today.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini
that she wore for the first time today.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
So in the blanket she wanted to stay. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini
that she wore for the first time today.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
So in the water she wanted to stay. From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Yes, there isn't any more. Yes, there isn't any more.
Yeah, see, I know. Y'all know that one. You're all singing with. I can hear you out there. Frank Yankovic and his Yanks, of course, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm going to get our 78 ready here to go in a couple of minutes. So you old-time music fans, stand by for that. Right now, it's the Russ Brothers Orchestra, Springtime in the Rockies Polka.
Springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again, I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies. Far away. Ha ha!
I'll be coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
There you go, a little springtime in the Rockies polka for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're back for another exciting week here. I'm going to work on getting our 78 ready here, and while I'm doing that, you're going to listen to Joe Fidor and the Invictas. I always think of a Buick when I hear the name Invictas, but anyway, it's the happy-go-lucky polka. Joe Fidor and the Invictas. Fidor, F-I-E-D-O-R. Fidor. Fidor. F-I-E-D-O-R. I'm not sure. Happy-go-lucky polka. At least I can pronounce the name of the record, right? Hey, we got to get our 78 in here. Every week we play one shellac record back in the days before vinyl records were made out of 78, or were made out of shellac. It wasn't the only ingredient, all right? It wasn't just shellac. There was a bunch of other stuff in there. They call them shellac records anyway. Shellac is definitely an ingredient. Comes from the spit of the lac beetle. How's that for romance? Anyway, this is on the Balkan record label. You don't see a lot of these. It's the Carnival Polka. And it says that it's Casey Ski, S-K-E-E, Casey Ski. But in parentheses, it says Sewerski. so we know it's Casey Sewersky, who apparently they were calling Casey Ski at the time this record was made. I guess I don't know all that history. I may be old, but I'm not old enough to tell you the history of most of the 78s that come up on the show. But everything sounds great on a 78. Here's the Carnival Polka. There you go. It says Casey Ski, but it says Sewersky in parentheses. That's the Carnival Polka. There's our 78 of the week. Yeah, I did hear that little skip in there. I don't know about that. We'll probably just let it ride because it's going to go back in the stack, but it'll probably be a couple years before that one comes around again. Hang on. I'm going to put it over here in the done pile. All right. There we go. Got to keep things organized here on the Oompa Hour, right? Isn't that the way it goes? I got Frank Miskowitz over here, going to do the Playboy Polka, but first, before he does that, we're going to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right, let's take a look at the old clock on the wall here. I think we're going to get a couple more records in, at least here, on this week's Oompa Hour. Let's see how that works out here. I promise you, Frank Miskowitz, doing the Playboy Polka, so I better play that one, huh?
Dziewczyno, już nie płakaj, szczepla franusz, to cieszę się dzisiaj twoje, bo serduszko daję ci. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie, nie zawracaj głowy mi. Nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości. Janeczki puka drzwi, gdyż mi w sercu najmilejszą, w to co tobie się myśli. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie, nie zawracaj głowy mi. Nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości.
And there you have it there, the Playboy Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Can I fit in two more songs? I'm going to try it. Why not? Let's do the Ample Airs quick. Here's the Hula Hoop Polka. See, Grandma's got the hula hoop. Yeah, that's how that works. My wife can hula hoop better than I can, but I fall down. It's not a pretty sight. Anyway, there's the Ample Airs Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Going to squeak in one more. Let's go out on one from the Deutschmeisters, huh? It's the Black John Polka. Thank you. Ah, there we go. A little Deutschmeisters fills out the show for us here. That's the Black John Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And the old clock says, you know what? Roll that theme song, because your time is up, Buster. That the old clock on the wall says wrap up the show. Save the rest of the records for next week. And hit that theme song.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.